The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And we're with you on this Friday, 16th day of August, 2019. Well, 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 where to start? Well, I guess we'll start with the Donald. How's that? That is, if you posted it. There it is. In caps! Well, it stands to reason. Why would we not post a story in caps? Because we're talking about the corporate government. Now, geez, I haven't sat and figured out how exactly I'm going to phrase this, but let me cover the information first. Alarm as Trump requests permanent reauthorization of NSA mass spying program exposed by Snowden. Now, Mikey, if memory serves, this NSA deal, the National Security Authorization Act, isn't this the one that they could make people disappear with? And, of course, the story starts out with Ye Olde Civil Liberties Group. Civil liberties, gosh. Do they know that there used to be God-given and constitutional rights? But be that as it may, I'm not going to nitpick because I'll never get through this damn thing. Civil liberties groups and privacy advocates raised alarm Thursday after the Trump administration called on Congress to reauthorize the NSA mass surveillance program that was exposed by whistleblower Edward Snowden. The New York Times, which obtained the Trump administration's request to Congress, reported that the administration urged lawmakers to make permanent the legal authority for the National Security Agency to gain access to logs of Americans' domestic communications, the USA Freedom Act. All right, now, let me stop right here. Is this coming from Trump? Is this coming from somebody in his cabinet? Yes, we're well aware that he's got some neocons hanging around, but you really haven't heard much of the neocons lately, have you? I.e., Mr. Bolton? You know, where's the scraggy professor been? I haven't seen him in weeks and, well, maybe even longer. We still have Mr. Pompous as Mr. Pompeo. That looks more like a joisy thug, you know. Jimmy the Big Nose Brute or whatever. He's got the same demeanor about him. He could have been a cast member in what was that show about the mafia, Mike? I never watched it. Otherwise, I'd remember the name. Sopranos, yeah. Never watched the damn show. And then I find out the star of the show drops dead of a heart attack in Italy a couple of years ago. And I thought, well, that's too bad. I've never seen your work. According to Patrick Toomey, ACLU, it's long past time that this surveillance program was shuttered once and for all. We'll get around to the ACLU a little bit later in this broadcast. The law enacted after the intelligence contractor Edward J. Snowden revealed the existence of the program in 2013, it's set to expire in December. But this story only refers to the Trump administration and not attributable directly to Donald J. Trump, which I'm starting to think there have been leaks, there has been statements that have been made. I mean, look at Scaramucci. This guy was an idiot. He thought he could handle press secretary duties, and evidently he couldn't. And now Mr. Third Nipple Scaramucci is out there banging the hell out of Donald Trump. Just asking here, folks. Because the core of what got pushed this guy over the top, let me not say got him elected, but let me put it in a way that is plausible. That a lot of patriots in this country, and I'm not talking about the guys that go suck down $9 beers at a baseball game or a football game and sit there and eat $6 bratwurst and sit there and watch the field and the colors being displayed and the flyover. And I'm not talking about that group, because that's connected to other people and other organizations. Y'all get the emails from people like Freedom Works. If freedom is really their job one, then they wouldn't be as stupid as they are. See, they're just political, conservative, you know, that's our brand, and then there's the rest of those people over there. You know, and I'm hesitant on blocking these emails, because I'm sure it's not intentional. Every once in a while, there'll be some information worth gleaning. But more often than not, it's the phony patriot, yeah, we support our troops, all cops are heroes, and Donald Trump and the economy. Do you see what's happening with this economy right now? You see it. This is the Achilles heel to Trump. Forget what wild, sick stuff the communists are doing. I don't even want to call them Democrats anymore. Because in the Democrat Party, people are going, is this who we are? They said what? We're going to do what? Well, a house divided? Does that mean split down the middle, or is that split up into rooms? My point is, how many divisions can you have within that house? Well, you can have the left, right, that's one division. And then you got the division within the parties themselves. You know, the neocons that they never saw anything that they didn't want to shoot down or kill or start a, well, we don't call them wars anymore, do we? No, we dare not call them that. I thought when you use military equipment with military soldiers and you ran operations and you had supply lines and bullets were flying and aircraft were going, and I sounds like war to me. Well, but see, we went through this phase, not to alarm anybody, after the two gigantic wars we had, and we know how those were started and fostered. You know, it's not too practical once they figure out how to build the big boom boom. You know, let's not have another world war, because World War III, the one after that, you've heard it before, it'll be fought with sticks and stones, and that was pretty much correct. As crazy and as nutty as this world is, what we haven't done yet is start pushing the nuclear buttons. Because then when that happens, why not? It's like the little country that, well, it's got a few bang-bangs. They got a few good firecrackers. So let's join the party. At least we can inflict damage on the people we don't like before we're wiped off the face of the planet. And this is exactly why we haven't had a nuclear war, folks. You get to the point that you're so good at destroying that you create something that might wipe everything out. And at that point in time, you got to start asking your question, and we're going to be doing what? We're thinking about what? World War kind of lost its flavor after that, didn't it? And of course, we're all aware that the Americans were the ones that used the nuclear weapons. And there's a whole litany on that. I don't want to get down that road today. But this house is divided. And then the other side, we got Blue Dog Democrats that can actually spell the word Constitution, and some of them even know that this is a republic and not a democracy. Well, what are these people to do? Well, they've got to separate themselves from those other nuts. You see, we got moderate Democrats, and we got the extreme nutbag lefties that are communist. All of what they're proposing, just go right down the Marxism list, and you can pretty much identify all of what they're trying to do. The latest? Oh, well, we need to expand the Supreme Court because, you know what? You've got five conservatives and we only have four. So we need to expand the Supreme Court lineup so we can put more liberals on the bench. They do not understand the word no, and they certainly don't understand republic and this Constitution and the republic for which it stands. And one nation under God, well, you can't put these guys under that umbrella because they're godless. And they don't stop to think that where do all the good things in this world come from? Where is it that the peace and tranquility that can be shared between human beings is a better thing than having absolute chaos and hate? Now, if you haven't noticed, what the right, and I hate using these political delineations, but for the sake of argument, you know, what has the right been all these years? Well, they've been standing by the Constitution, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Of course, they stood by and watched the Fourth Amendment get pretty much butchered, but be that as it may, in this long train of abuses that we have suffered from whatever crackpot party or whatever political organization you want to name, there's always a problem because they're not doing what? They're not following the law or our form of government. There's the problem. So you got a house divided, but you got splits and divisions therein. This is what they want. Who's they? People want to bring the United States down to its knees. And I would hasten to say that it has direct connection to the globalists that always wanted to make this country go away because it stands for something. It stands for something. So if you don't pick up their arguments, you don't pick up their party line, you're now the enemy. You're not just a fellow American that happens to disagree with their flavor of politics. No, you're now the enemy. Violence? I have not seen the right display violence. I've seen people that I suspect more are government ops, because you take a look at what's going on and you're going, where's the payoff on this little exercise? Think about this, folks. I've said this all along, and I was proved to be correct. We started the militias in this country, and then we watched the militias getting influenced and infiltrated by feds, paid informants, federal agents, actually badge-wearing individuals. We watched it. And then we would go around and quietly, without fanfare or fuss, we would just clip a few wings here, clip a few wings there, set everything back on the right flight path, and then go back to the business of the day. I've been involved for many years, folks, doing a lot of different things. And the way this is sizing up, I can't wait to hear what Mr. Kelso has to say about Trump signing on here to this NSA thing. By the way, a lot of criticism about Jamie Kelso. Lots. There's some people that absolutely love his show. And there are some people that hate Trump and want to tune into the show just to get their juices boiling, I guess. But I don't know if you understand who Jamie Kelso is. He's more of a political analyst, the closest to the political analyst that this network has ever had. And he's got a history. He's not a stupid guy. He doesn't get all bubbly when Trump does something. He doesn't go over the top when Trump does something good. Nor does he go too far down in the depths when Trump does something that he shouldn't be doing, according to our opinion. But our opinion is supposed to be based on what? Forget the opinions. What's the rule of law? That's what we're really talking about. Politics is entertainment. Politics is a mechanism. Our political process right now, smack in front of that Constitution. Man, the founders are rolling, they're spinning in their graves at about 1,100 RPM right now. But then you get to the point where people are so aggravated that they strike out and they threaten. Now that is exactly the wrong thing to do. Back to this story. The law enacted after the intelligence contractor Snowden revealed the existence of the program in 2013. Now, the administration claimed in its letter to Congress, which was signed by outgoing National Intelligence Chief Dan Coats, that the NSA has suspended the spying program. But Free Press Action Government Relations Director Sandra Fulton said in a statement that this should give a little comfort to those whose privacy rights are routinely violated by authorities. Still looking for the carotid artery in this deal. I haven't found it yet. The outgoing Dan Coats, chief, outgoing, that means he's leaving, but he signs a letter going over to Congress. Is he part of the deep state? Was this done with Trump's knowledge? Mikey, can you check Donnie Trump's tweets? Can you see his tweets in response? I want to find out what is on people's minds here. The White House is calling for reauthorization of a program that security agencies have used to spy on innocent people, violate their privacy, and chill free speech, said Fulton. The NSA program permits the mapping of relationships among members of marginalized communities and distant associates of targeted individuals, even when most individuals in those communities were never suspected of wrongdoing. I've read that three times, and I still don't know what the hell that means. Historically, authorities have used such overboard authority to harass members of these communities, Fulton added, especially those who speak out when their rights are under threat. Patrick Toomey, senior staff attorney for the ACLU's National Security Project. The ACLU involved in national security. I just thought they were lawyers doing lawyerly things. They have a little foundation. They have a project. What are they infusing into this conversation? It's long past time that this surveillance program was shuttered once and for all, Toomey told the Times. The NSA has been vacuuming up hundreds of millions of Americans' call records as part of a program that is hopelessly complex and lacks any discernible evidence of its value. We should not leave such a sweeping, unaccountable power in the hands of our spy agencies. We're gonna keep an eye on this one, because when you start to see letters sent by outgoing anybody, this may not be coming from Donald J. Trump. And if it is, get out the spit and get out the coals, because it's time to do a little bit of roasting.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with FrontSight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at FrontSight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. Donald Trump or not Donald Trump? You know, would this make any sense politically, folks? I'm talking about that margin that I think Donald Trump is going to need to take another crack at the White House. Does this sound like something that Donald Trump would do? Now, I understand he's waffling. You haven't heard any more out of the Department of Justice about Mr. WikiLeaks, have you? Hardly anything about Mr. Snowden. This is something embarrassing to the point of, well, it's embarrassment because, well, the information went out to the American people as to what this damn government is actually capable and not only of doing, but is doing. And if they'll do stuff like this, where's the limit? Doesn't appear to be one. That is great cause for concern. But does this sound like somebody that the margins might be a little bit thinner for the 2020 election, that he's going to shoot himself in the foot? Does that sound like Donald J. Trump to you? We're continuing to check his tweets. Nothing. I should go to his Twitter page. Please. Open up your mic. What?
You remember how the Representative Tlaib was supposed to visit her grandmother and she was all upset about not being able to go visit her grandma?
Oh, you mean in Israel?
Yes. Well, Israel said she could and then she turned it down, according to Trump's tweets.
Okay. Oh. And don't you know, folks, if I was of the Zionist crowd, I would want these kind of people in Congress. Yeah, let's go beat them up. If you've noticed, man, anything that comes out of Netanyahu's mouth, anything that comes out of Israel, the news media are lined up behind him, all our politicians are lined up behind him. Wouldn't it be to their advantage to let a couple of wingnuts like this, maybe even surreptitiously support them from behind, you know, anonymously by funding and all that other stuff? That's what I'd want to do. If I'm going to take that house and divide it and then go to each room and divide that room up, that's exactly what I would do. You control the opposition. Now, there is Facebook in the news again. Paid contractors like Amazon and Apple to listen to your conversations. The code name for it is Prism. Now, you remember, Mike, a couple of days ago, you posted up that story about the couple that was having sex and Amazon employees were sitting there eavesdropping through their, what, Alexa, is it? Yeah. So is it Facebook that's paying these people, select people within these companies to sit and listen to people's conversations? You know, that... That might be okay for material for the Globe or the Star or the National Enquirer. But randomly sitting there listening to people's conversations in the privacy of their own home, how many conversations would you have to listen to and how many households, how many tens of thousands, hundreds, or maybe even millions would you have to listen to get a salacious piece of dirt or information that would make it worth it for Facebook to do something like this? But within my question probably lies the answer already, because it's already been brought out. Mark Zuckerberg was never Facebook. Well, he's the face of Facebook, but he stole the program, he stole the idea. And when he got sued, he didn't have billions of dollars to pay off, but his backer certainly did. And who was interested in seeing this thing fly? DARPA? CIA? Oh, now we got inroads and now we can really go snoop and poop. Because you know what these idiots are doing on Facebook? They're giving all the information about themselves. And all we have to do is sit back and watch and collect the data, pick and choose, pick and choose. In another Facebook scandal of the year, the company has been accused of paying hundreds of outside contractors to transcribe clips of audio from users of its services. The work has rattled the contract employees, who are not told where the audio was recorded or how it was obtained, only to transcribe it. The people who requested anonymity for fear of losing their jobs, they're hearing Facebook users' conversations, sometimes with vulgar content, but do not know why Facebook needs them transcribed. More on this when we get back, folks. A lot of people with a lot of time in their hands, are they doing constructive things? They may think that they are, but they're the destructors, and they think they're doing the right things.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, this revelation comes from the Irish Data Protection Commission in Europe. Yes, there is such a thing. I, like you, are surprised that there is. And then they said it was examining the activity for possible violations of the EU strict privacy rules. Yahoo further reports that at least one contracting company known as Task Us Inc. had employees tasked with transcribing audio that they were forbidden from saying who the company was, calling them by the code name Prism. Facebook confirmed that it had been transcribing users' audio and said it would no longer do so. Yeah. Following scrutiny into other companies, much like Apple and Google, we paused human review of audio more than a week ago, the company said Tuesday. The company said the users who were affected choose the option in Facebook's Messenger app to have their voice chats transcribed. Oh, Mike, were you aware of those conditions? Can you go to Facebook's, go to their website, see if you can find out anything on this Messenger app that allows them to listen in on your voice chats and transcribe them. Transcribe them for whom? And why would this information be important? Who is the buyer? Facebook has long denied the allegation that it records conversations despite having access to your phone's microphone, as giving permission to access your microphone is a requirement to be able to download the site's mobile app. Yeah, they got to have legal stuff up there, Mike. If you find that, crack that open. Thus giving the company the ability to access your phone's mic at any time. The app itself can listen to audio and collect audio information from users, while the two aren't combined, and that no audio data is stored or correlated with advertising according to Facebook. After all these other lies, one has to wonder. Facebook admits it has a public feature that started in 2014, which will try to recognize any audio in the background, like music or TV. However, it's only while you're entering a status update and only if you've opted in. So don't worry, they have required consent for everything else. Forbes also reported on the potential that Facebook was using its users' audio information to target them with ads. Now, that would be a little over the top, but it would be consistent with marketing. But is that really what's going on here? If you're going to do nefarious deeds, you want a good paycheck for doing nefarious deeds, don't you? Public scrutiny, embarrassment, maybe possibly breaking the law, risking jail time, you know. This is not the first time Facebook was accused of listening to conversations using smartphone microphones. Reddit user New Houstonian started a discussion last year about whether the Facebook app was listening to conversations for advertising purposes. New Houstonian started off the discussion with a post, which has since been removed, about how he suspects the Facebook app was listening to him because he started seeing pest control ads after talking to his girlfriend about killing a cockroach. That Reddit thread now has over 1,700 comments in regards to Facebook listening to conversations, and several of those comments refer to similar experiences. Mass communication professor at the University of South Florida, Kelly Burns, believes that Facebook is using the audio it gathers not simply to help out users, but might also be doing so to listen into discussions and serve them with relevant advertising. Now, Burns tested an experiment talking about cat food on her phone, then loading Facebook. To her surprise, she saw cat food ads. Last year, Vice reported another bizarre story about Facebook using its microphone to listen in on users. The author wrote that they were talking about Japan with a friend and subsequently received ads for flights to Tokyo. And this is the background here. A couple of years ago, something strange happened. A friend and I were sitting at a bar, iPhones in pockets, discussing, notice, iPhones in pockets, discussing our recent trips in Japan and how we'd like to go back. The very next day, we both received pop-up ads on Facebook about cheap return flights to Tokyo. It seemed like just a spooky coincidence, but then everyone seems to have a story about a smartphone listening to them. Mikey, does that have anything to do with the battery life on these phones? They're sitting there listening to you 24/7? This is a problem. I had an iPhone 4. That damn battery, if I didn't use the phone, that damn battery would stay charged for a week. Now this smartphone, and for us dumb users, took it out of my pocket and won't even know what I did, but I think psychologically I just want to lose the damn thing. But these things, I've got to charge this at least every 24 hours, whether I shut the apps off or clear the screen, or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. That thing is just sitting there humming away, using up power, sending data to somebody I don't know who. Now, folks, you know, I understand advertising. Yeah. I get the benefit of internet and pop-up ads and all that. As much as a pain in the butt that they are, I can understand it. Not saying I'm going along with it, but at least I understand what they're doing. But is that all that they're doing? And this is going back to that story about the National Defense Authorization and the NSA, you know, whatever. Donald Trump thinks that's a good idea, and it's set to expire in December, and a letter was sent to Congress asking for its renewal. Did Donald Trump ask for that? Or did one of the ne'er-do-wells, and gosh, this isn't a stretch of the imagination, that one of the ne'er-do-wells in his own cabinet did it? Because Trump couldn't figure out who a friend or a foe was, who an enemy was, or somebody that had the proverbial sword of Damocles swinging over his head, hoping to chop it off at any given moment. For a long list of past and recent Facebook scandals, the author's Deep Dive article entitled Deep Dive FTC Negotiating Multi-Billion Dollar Fine for Facebook's Privacy Scandals, Violating 2011 Accord. However, the settlement of the FTC multi-billion dollar fine has already been finalized. It turns out that arrested WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was right. Facebook is the most appalling spy machine that has ever been invented. Or as the CBS report written in 2011 stated, social media is a tool of the CIA. Seriously. That was CBS some 8 years ago. Speaking of PRISM as code name for the operations, the same name was used to describe one of NSA's tools, according to whistleblower Ed Snowden. Snowden recently vowed to expose surveillance of social media sites like Facebook and Instagram, YouTube, as activist Post reported. Big tech companies, including Amazon and Apple, have recently come under heavy scrutiny for collecting audio from consumer computing devices and subjecting those clips to human review, a practice that critics say invades privacy. Further, activist Post even reported that the practice allowed Apple employees to hear your most intimate moments. Well, just ask the people over at Amazon. They were sitting there listening to a couple in their more intimate moments. Facebook did the same thing and lied about spying on users. Now the company's been fined $5 billion by the FTC and a settlement for selling its user data. But see, they don't tell you who they're selling that data to. But that settlement is anything but adequate, failing to sufficiently protect user privacy, as the EFF expressed. Seems like the internet users, for some reason, forget about all these massive scandals and just continue using Facebook. Of which I think I have an account, but I think I opened it up and I never used a damn thing, Mike. And the only contact that RBN has with Facebook is through you. And what's your name? Assad Mike or something? Yeah. It's not even official RBN. I don't like cryptocurrencies, and I don't like things that are in the cloud, and I don't like the fact that there's platforms out there that can conveniently, for whatever reason, known or unknown, just be possibly spying on you. Not a very good feeling. And if we remember correctly, folks, remember when we had hardline phones? Remember those days? Some of us still have them. Although they're not really hardwired in the same way. But do you remember there had to be a warrant? If the cops wanted a wiretap, they suspected of criminal activity, they take that information to a judge and then ask for a wiretap to secure their case, go get the bad guy, bring him to trial, and you know the rest. They would have to apply for a warrant. There's no warrants nowadays. If this information is all floating in the cloud, somebody thinks that, hey, if I've got something installed in that cloud, hey, I can do whatever I want with that information that crosses my path. Something as basic as having it's a smartphone, yeah, it's the internet, yeah, it's cloud, yeah, it's all those stupid things, but it's still a telephone conversation, isn't it? And do you not have the right to converse with other private individuals without somebody prying? And I don't give a damn what their excuses, whether they're trying to generate revenue, place ads that are, well, you know, you get the idea. I would say it's high time to delete Facebook and join a number of growing alternative social media networks. And, okay, the social media networks, I don't give a damn who they are. You know, I watched this with YouTube. I watched it with Facebook when people were being banned. Oh, well, these people have gone south. We got to start our own thing. Well, who are the people that are starting their own thing? And how do you know that the government, this is the internet, folks. They've got massive computers sitting out there in Denver, Colorado. What do you think? They're sitting there idle collecting dust with its power off? No. They're correlating and collecting massive amounts of data. Well, who said that they can do that? If there's a probable cause for a crime, yeah, you can do stuff like that. But you got to have some paperwork. You got to have some due process. You got to have a record. You got to let somebody know what the hell you're doing and for what reason. So everybody's fled. Oh, well, that's corrupt over there. I'm just going to jump on a different part of the cloud. What makes you think, even if the guy that started it is a straight dude, how do you know the government doesn't already have a back door? And that they're listening and watching every post. How do you know that? The point is you do not know that. Which what? Makes it questionable at the very least? Dangerous. On the other end of that spectrum. Yeah. So let's go to another social media. This is a relatively new phenomenon, folks. Social media. People talking to people that they don't know. They might see a face. They might see a photograph. They might see a picture of somebody's cat. Somebody might start an account with the next door neighbor that they figure is the ugliest person they ever saw, so they become that person on their page. You don't even know who the hell you're dealing with. But people will get up there and share the most intimate of information for not only God and all his people to see, but all the devils and their disciples as well. Do we need the social platforms? We seem to do okay. The only thing it seems to, for me to be doing... See, we had email lists before. We had our own alert mechanisms. You'd put out your email. The watchers would be out there watching. Something popped up on their keyboard. Da-da. You got information. Not everybody that's on these platforms are people that you would even want to talk to if you knew them personally. The point is you don't know who the hell they are. You know, we got idiots that will go up on platforms and start spouting stuff that, you know, if they had really time to consider it before they knee-jerked and start banging on the keyboard, you know, does the thought enter their head, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. No, they just get all cooked up in their own boiling juices and they need to vent, so there it is. It's going on right now. I'm watching an instant right now going on like that. And it's pointless. You know, I made comment about people starting chat rooms for this network. It's not authorized by me. These are private individuals doing this stuff. And the reason I shut down the comment section to our website is we were constantly, it became an all-consuming exercise on trying to get rid of the trolls for the sake of those that just wanted to exchange ideas and have a conversation about the subject matter at hand and to share experience and knowledge. That's what it was there for. But when I saw the trolls taking that over, I thought, I don't have the time, and I certainly don't have the money to hire people 24/7 to sit there and monitor Not going to do it. And it's not like we're this socked away inside of a mountain, can't see us or hear us. We're public. We're live. We're in your face. So if somebody has a particular problem, well, they can call right up on the air, can't they? They can have a live exchange, not hiding behind a keyboard, mind you. Not them and their buddies hiding behind keyboards. No, this is up front and in your face. Still sitting there, there's a skip in it. All right, 800-313-9443. We'll kind of make this an open phone Friday. We'll be back after this break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Whatever happened to Simple Minds? They just get old and die, or who do I have? I'm sorry, who? Chance in West Virginia. Chance, I'm sorry I didn't have my caller page open. Go ahead.
That's okay. How are you, John? You know, excluding the privacy with the social network, I think the powers that be took advantage of the fact that people aren't close to each other no more. You know, with a close friendship, it's obligations and responsibilities. People would rather have a superficial and frivolous relationship on a social network. And the problem there is, you know, you don't have real friends. If you wind up in a jam and you need to borrow a couple of bucks, let's say that's an example, you can't ask a Facebook friend. So people sacrifice more, not only their privacy, but they sacrifice a close personal relationship with another human being. The powers that be saw that, and they took advantage of that. And they caught them in that web. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand perfectly what you're saying. What people don't know is there's different forms of moles and trolls. I've been under attack from these people for half of my adult life. And it's always the same old tactic. You know, Mike was looking at a chat room that somebody had set up, and we got the trolls in there calling each other names and whatever else, and it's like, what's the point? It's pointless.
It's amazing to me that people still, knowing all this, that people still utilize these social networks. I guess they're so afraid of forming a close personal friendship or a bond with another human being, it's easier to but they don't realize the price they're paying.
Now, Chance, now you've hit upon something. When you have personal relationships, and then and to varying degrees, you know, you've got people, acquaintances, or people that you know, that you'll smile and you may say hi or stop and have a minute or 30-second conversation, but that's it. And then there's other people that you have personal relationships with that you've trusted them with some of your life secrets, and you know some of theirs. And as you stated, you know, hey, I'm a few bucks short this month or this week. Can you loan me a few bucks? Those kind of friends. There's all kinds of relationships. But see, here's my point. Now, Chance, I'm getting to my point here. Yeah. My point is people are now taking this stuff up as personal relationships.
It doesn't compare.
It doesn't.
It doesn't compare in any way, shape, or form. You know, I had so many fair weather friends, which I found out they're fair weather that I don't bother with anymore, but they sure have their Facebook still. I wish him good luck.
The ones that,
see how far you go. See how far you go with that. It's
Chance,
not going to go very far.
Chance, yes. I love the ones that still maintain they're your friends, but they do backstabbing techniques that you just sit there and look at and go, this guy calls himself a friend of mine?
Yeah, there's plenty of those also, John. You're right.
Brother, there is.
God bless now, John.
Thank you, Chance. I appreciate it. Brother, there's a lot of those out there. That's for sure. And with what we're all facing, you think that they turn everything to bear on the enemy, but no. No, let's sit around and slice and dice what we have left to combat these people. Yeah, that sounds like the right plan, don't you think? For losers. Okay. That'll do it this hour. 800-313-9443. Folks, you don't have to wait for the last half hour. Open phone Friday. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.